T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, good team effort. Obviously got down in the first half. I thought the guys and the coaches both stayed with it, made the adjustments that we needed to make. Players executed, made the plays we needed to make, and put together a good drive at the end. Big stop by the defense and put together a winning drive at the end. I thought the way that it was executed, especially in the final, 20 yards maybe there, I thought was high-level stuff, and good to see. So congrats to T-Bass, also Reed, and Sam for that operation, and so good to get a win on the road in a tough situation, tough environment.
How big was the touchdown drive before half, Sean, and then to come out and play defensively like you did to start the half there, and maybe in between all of that, what was said in the locker room?
Yeah, I just think in the first half, we were a little sloppy with the football there, two turnovers. Thought the defense was holding us in a little bit there. We were on our heels to start, and they settled in. And then the offense settled in, like you said, in the second quarter there, started to move the ball a little bit and just executing at a higher level and just kind of doing what we do there. And that was fun to watch us settle in. And, again, coaches, players collectively did a really good job right there. I thought, to your point, that score before half gave us some momentum, knowing we were going to have to come out and defend. And I thought that – I think we had 3 or 4 and out there maybe after half there. And so I thought that was good complimentary football.
They hit the ball on the 5-yard line, drive 93 yards all the way down to the 2.
Yeah.
What was kind of the sense and the message that you were trying to, relay to the defense, just kind of hang in there almost? Obviously, Jordan ends up with the pick.
Yeah, that was a big play. Again, resilient group. Leslie and the staff did a really good job of just sticking with it, and the players were doing a good job of. We had a couple third downs on that drive, I think, that where they got out, or Lamar got out once or twice there, and he's a heck of a player. That was a heck of a battle between two elite quarterbacks. And the conditions, I think, were tough to play in. I think the players did a pretty good job, especially when it started coming down harder in that third quarter. Took the ball early because we felt like, hey, the weather could change, and it did change. So we wanted to try and score early. Obviously, it didn't happen with the turnover and whatnot. But, again, just overall, good team effort. The guys stuck with it. We'll see where we go here.
So you talk about the fourth, they get down there and they go for it on fourth down. Were you surprised by that call from the other side?
Not necessarily. I know, they've been going for fourth downs. John's an aggressive play caller in that situation. And he made the decision. I was proud of the way that we executed our defense and got the takeaway. I think that was big, was a takeaway as opposed to, ball sails out of bounds and we get the ball at the minus 3-yard line there. It's a little bit different. So that takeaway by Jordan Poyer, the rush by our defensive line, I thought worked well together.
Singletary had that fumble, then bounced back, had that big play on the drive. How impressed were you with him today?
Yeah, very impressed. Not surprised. He does a great job resetting and sticking with it, and really good football player, great intangibles, and we're happy to have him.
You always talk about complimentary football. In a close game, special teams punt down to 5, defense comes up with a turnover, offense drives down. There's a lot's been made of the close game thing, but to see it all execute the way it did, what's that say about you guys and how you feel today?
Yeah, again, I thought Sam, that punt that Sam had that you referenced, was big. Great to see him get fired up. I love his energy and this synergy between those three. It's been fun to watch that grow every week. So again, good complimentary football and good to get out of here with the win. It's a tough environment, good football team here.
51-yard field goal drive when they covered 51 yards. I think, if I'm not mistaken, all those yards came on the ground there on that field goal drive. What kind of clicked in after you guys had some struggles on the ground game in the first half?
Yeah, I thought Chrome and the O-lineman did a great job adjusting. And that's, if you look at the complexion of the game overall, it wasn't going our way early due to multiple variables, right? So, but I thought, again, the coaches adjusted. In some ways we stuck with the plan, in other ways they adjusted, and then the players executed. And that's just, I think, the poise, right, to be able to do that in a hard environment like this against a good football team that's well coached also. You know, we have a lot of respect for them, so that's a really good sign right there.
What did you feel like you did well against Lamar Jackson, defensively against Lamar Jackson, especially over the last, say, 2.5 quarters?
I just think it was we were more disciplined, more assignment sound. There's probably no magic to it, just guys executed, and we just settled in probably a little bit more. And you know, it's funny, you go back to the playoff game, and that first drive of the game that they had, they went right down the field on us. Kind of felt the same way this game started, and then again it's a unique offense, so it takes some time just to settle in a little bit and just do your 1/11th and execute the plan.
The most of that situational football at the end, you know, Devin knowing to go down, Josh just getting the first down to get a fresh set of downs to bleed their timeouts. Just, I know you're preaching it all the time, but to see it in action and your players do it for you, like,
it's big, man. I mean, that's high level right there. I mean, we had two first downs, we had two chains left, and we knew we could put them in a tough position there. They only held two timeouts at the time. My guys upstairs were right on it, and then the coaches on the headset collectively, and then the players. They were. I think it was at the 2-minute warning. We had a chance to communicate that to the huddle. And then Motor, with the screen that we threw to him, knew not to score because of where we could put him with a couple of those first downs, especially one of them, that first one that he got on that play. And then Josh came over after they had burned the last timeout and said, hey, all we need is they've got one left. And once he got that first down, it forced him to burn it, no score, drain it to three or four, call the timeout, and T-Pass executed.
Kind of got thrown into the fire the last 2 weeks. The Ravens got some speed on the outside. How do you think he held up today? It looked like he was doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, just super proud of all the guys. We've got a couple of young guys like Kair out there that, super proud of the way they've battled and learned and taking every week and just trying to improve. And that's really us as a team. We've got to do that every week, try and improve, try and evolve, make the adjustments we need to make, and get ready for another good opponent this week in the Steelers.
Last question. Matt, they just looked like a bunch of crazy dogs out there. I mean, they weren't breaking down to tackle. They were attacking Lamar, it seemed.
And those are tough tackles, on Lamar Jackson in the open field. And thought we tackled at times well today. At other times, we could have tackled better. And that's something we'll continue to work on. But Tremaine and Matt, the level that they've played at, the leadership they've given us, in particular with Mike and Tredavious out, that's been important for us and needs to continue. So thanks, guys. Thank Appreciate you. It.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.